sickening black fog that covered the church towers and reeked of stale incense.
Tonight rock, tonight rock, tonight you shake your fist at the sky.
Everyone was there, and Glazunov...
Glazunov is drunk.
Glazunov was drunk.
Glazunov is drunk.
I can hear the brass like a screaming falcon.
When you think of that night, what do you see?
Perspiration, perspiration, perspiration on my forehead. Perspiration, 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 perspiration on my forehead.
And Cesar Qui is here.
Cesar Qui?
Cesar Qui of the Five.
There are five composers in Russia, the mighty handful. Romantic nationalists, vanguards of the new Russian music. Borodin, Balakirev, Mussorgsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Qui.
Borodin, Balakirev,
Borodin, Balakirev, Mussorgsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Qui.
Not court composers, not elites like Tchaikovsky. They were the real deal. They had dirt under their fingernails. And Qui is a critic with a sharp pen.
If there were a conservatory in hell, if one of its most talented students were to compose a program symphony based on the story of the 10 plagues of Egypt, and if he were to compose a symphony like Rachmaninoff's, then he would have fulfilled his task brilliantly and would delight the inhabitants of hell. Oh dear sir,
he writes terrible things about good people
with its broken rhythms,
untrue things, unintelligent things,
meaningless repetition of the same short
tricks.
And above all, its sickly perverse harmonization and quasi-melodic outlines, the complete absence of simplicity and naturalness, the complete absence of themes.
And you are not pretty enough, you are not smart enough, you are not funny enough, you are not deep enough. The best years of your life are behind you. It's all downhill now, so sad, so sad. This is all you came to, so sad, so sad, so sad.
Do you like the piece?
I don't know.
And you are not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, you're not funny enough, you're not deep enough. The best years of your life are behind you. It's all downhill now, so sad, so sad. This is all you came to, so sad, so sad, so sad.
And Glazunov is drunk.
Who is Glazunov?
The conductor.
My dear young boy, I am Alexander Konstantinovich Glazunov.
I know.
This will be wonderful. Thank you. Do not worry about the woodwinds. I will squash their squeaks like grapes.
Oh, my dear God.
And the brass will crash. Have some wine, boy. Have some wine. Let me relax. Where are my cuffs?
Serge, please have some wine. It'll be all right. The players, they know you.
The heater is broken.
It was cold?
No, too hot, too hot, too hot. They couldn't turn it down. And the curtains were melting. And the lilacs were wilting. Perspiration on my forehead. Glazunov lifts his baton like a spoon in syrup. And the audience sucks in one great breath. And the strings and the timpani begin. A midnight march to hell.
Thank you. left after a few minutes. I spent most of the concert on the stairs. I can still hear it, though, muffled through the walls.
What does this music mean to you?
I don't know. It's supposed to be epic drama. Sublime terror. Great tolling bells, wind and rain. Thunder, lightning, screams, moons, planets, comets! Asteroids hurtling through space. Ecstatic.
Do you ever try to write happy music?
I don't try anything. This is just what happens.
Scowled faces, pained faces, and the worst blank faces. This one reads her program, and this one checks his phone. And are you so small and stupid that you can't hear anything new? That your little mind won't accept it and won't shut the static out. And let the music just... And this one unwraps a candy, and this one takes a coat off. And it takes her 10 minutes to take her coat off. And the rustling and the noise, 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 and Glazunov.
Glazunov is drunk.
My God, strings. Will someone please tell me what measure we are in, please? What just happened? Were we in 7? Tell me, how do you conduct in 7? What is this nonsense? What is this? Oh my God, is this a fugue? Fugue to hard, fugue to hard, fugue to hard. More wine, please. More wine!
He feels nothing when he conducts. Oh, these sounds torture me. How could so great a musician as Glazunov conduct so badly?
Oh, I see Kui with his pen and his little pad of paper, writing down his little thoughts on his little pad of paper,
as though what he hears is even real. That what his tiny ears hear is actually all that's happening in this room.
Very good, sir.
Artificial too, sentimental and monotonous, cliche and excessive, shallow, virtuoso, populist. Okay. I am a B-list hack. You got me.
Sergei?
Why are you talking during my performance? This is not your place. This is not for you.
I don't want to hear your mind right now.
What can you possibly have to say?
Huh? What is so fucking important about your opinion?
Someone in this room is trying to feel something. Someone in this room is trying to have a beautiful moment. Why won't you let them? Why the fuck are you talking to me? You have no right to inflict your mind on mine.
Get out of here! Get out! You are murdering souls! You are stepping on butterflies! You are burning flowers with kerosene! You are shitting on diamonds!
And that was 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
And what have you done since? And what will you do for the rest of your life?